Another thing that the Lord wanted me to tie up is a story in Daniel. We want to read it. The third chapter of Daniel. Everybody with us now? Daniel chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 90 feet. An image of gold 90 feet high. That's a tall image. Idol. But what was really interesting was that it was only 9 feet wide. 9 feet. And 90 feet tall. That's a tall, skinny idol. But it was gold. You have to go by how much you got. That's a lot of gold, even at that. And he set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes and the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together unto the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up, and they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up, and whoso falleth not down and worshipeth not, falleth not down and worshipeth, shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people, the nations, and the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Now that's an impressive scene. It must have been an impressive scene. All the provinces of Babylon and all those, there had to be thousands of people there. Incredible music. They weren't rookies playing this music. They were professionals. And the king and his magnificence up on a throne watching the proceedings. You would have felt it if you were there. It wasn't a story in a book. It was a living reality. I remember being at a high school graduation and the orchestra striking up a stirring tune and feeling those emotions and thinking, God, people can be deceived by this. It's very impressive, especially when you add the music in there. Music can be used for good, or for just so-so, or for evil. I've told you about, I get mesmerized sometimes flipping the TV channel when I hit that rock and roll station and I see those guys playing those guitars and what they can do, how they, and I think, God, what talent is being wasted on sin. I just look at what God has given them and what they're doing with it. It's just awful. It's sad. I feel sorry for them. They're going to get old and die and their memory will be cursed. There's very talented people playing here for the king of Babylon.